Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 minutes on Psalm 1. I don't know about you, but I'm always a little surprised that the Book of Psalms begins quite where it does. I think if it had been me, and I'd been asked to put together a collection of psalms, I might have begun with a big psalm, if you know what I mean. Perhaps a psalm about the greatness of God in creation, a kind of a swashbuckling psalm. But instead, the book begins somewhere altogether quieter than that. It's a psalm which talks about an individual believer or disciple, a righteous man in God's sight, and it defines and describes such a person. What it's doing then there really is it's kind of setting a template, a pattern, a model for what the behavior of a righteous person ought to be like in God's sight. Now the psalm's really in two parts. The first part, the first three verses, describes the righteous in relation to the wicked. And then the second part, verses 4 and 5, flips that over and describes the wicked in relation to the righteous. So let's drill down a little bit and have a look at each of those sections. So in the first section, it's talking about the righteous in relation to the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't do certain things. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, i.e. he doesn't do the kind of things that ungodly people would advise him to do. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners, and he doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. And it's often been pointed out that you've got a progression there from walking to standing to sitting. And of course, you're a little bit more vulnerable in each of those, a little bit less able to move and get out of the situation from when you're walking to when you're standing to when you're sitting. But the righteous man doesn't do any of those things. He doesn't involve himself in those in the affairs of the wicked. Instead, what does he do then, positively? Well, he delights in the law of the Lord, and that's the term Torah, the law, so important a concept in the Hebrew Bible, in the Old Testament. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He meditates on God's law, and it picks a word there that's used of, in a very different context, but of a cow chewing the cud. And you think of the seven stomachs of the cow and what a long process it is for that food to be digested. And that's the kind of attention and consideration that the righteous man gives to the word of God. He delights in it, and the result of that is that he's like a tree. He's like a tree planted by rivers of water. And perhaps we should see the water there as symbolic of the life-giving word of God, perhaps, that sustains and gives life to the tree. A tree which is always green. Its leaves don't wither, and it brings forth its fruit in its season periodically when the time is right. And whatever that righteous man does prospers in God's sight. Now the wicked, completely different. The wicked now in verses 4 and 5 are defined in relation to the righteous. They're like the chaff that the wind drives away. Huge contrast there between the tree living and planted by those living waters and by the chaff, which is a reject thing that the wind just drives and blows away out of the threshing floor. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So the wicked are, they're not described as doing anything active at all, anything positive. They're only described by passive verbs in contrast to the righteous. They just have things done to them. They're just blown along by life and ultimately swept away like the chaff. So there's some really important stuff going on in this psalm. We're being taught very plainly that God expects a certain standard from us, that he does care, it does matter how we behave, that he wants us to follow this pattern, this template that's set down here, and that ultimately there will be a reckoning for that. There will be a judgment, and the ungodly won't stand in it. Now all that great contrast that the psalm has drawn between righteous and wicked, that's all then summed up and concluded in the final verse of the psalm, where that contrast is put one last time. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish forever.